Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The DH, Glennallen Hill. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Scudder. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell takes first base on ball four. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sorrento takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hamilton strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Berga applying the tag. 2 outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson hits a pop-up into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount who is chasing the ball. Hill reaches third base with a triple. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Yount. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Sorrento scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Whiten. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Whiten steals third. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it and throws to second for the out. Whiten scores. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive beyond second. Berga can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Listach hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Fletcher steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts towards the mound. Bones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Scudder, and towards Berga, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive off the glove of Sorrento, and into shallow right field. Yount reaches second base with a double. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bichette hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops it up and throws to first, with Bones covering, for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive for a single. Fletcher scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a line drive for a single. Jacoby moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Felix Furman pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Austin now pitching. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Felix Furman now playing third base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Yount reaches second base with a double. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Furman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sorrento hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Whiten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fletcher strikes out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. Listach strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer is 0-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to third. Hamilton moves to second. Ted Power now pitching. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor is 0-3 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Nilsson scores. Hamilton moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Surhoff is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff hits a line drive towards first. Sorrento reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Darren Holmes now pitching. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Firmin hits a line drive for a single. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-3 in the game. Alomar is hit by the pitch. Firmin moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fletcher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Yount is 2-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Yount hits a line drive for a single. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bichette is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Bichette hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nilsson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a line drive beyond first. Sorrento can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Yount moves to third. Steve Olin now pitching. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fletcher is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fletcher is hit by the pitch. Nilsson moves to second. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Listach is 0-3 in the game. Listach hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hamilton is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hill is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. Hill strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Berga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 1-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Thomas Howard now playing left field. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.